You have more control over what you do out here than you think. Hear me out, because I have something for you. Welcome to Not Your Sensei. Welcome back. In this episode, I'll introduce you to the great equalizer known as professional certifications, and then how they will give you a leg up against the competition. Now that we have most of the preliminary stuff out of the way, let's talk about getting you qualified. So, you may have your heart set on a position that you have meticulously researched, or maybe you've just arbitrarily chosen one. Regardless, let's work on building those skills to get you through that door into your first position. To arm you for your journey, let me introduce you to the world of professional certifications. These are private courses and qualifications complete with an exam held by well-known organizations. These include Microsoft, Cisco, and Google. So not only will you be able to learn the skills, you'll be tested at the end, and if you pass, you'll be awarded with a certification that serves not only to validate your knowledge, but to add credibility to your resume. There are hundreds of certifications out there of varying levels. Some can aim to give you the basic building blocks of knowledge of a subject, or as you progress in your career, some can give you more advanced skills. Based on this alone, it should be clear that they can range from relatively short term, as in a few days, from start to finish, to multiple months to years to complete. And these time periods tend to correlate with the level of difficulty of the exam. And in conjunction with that, the harder, more well-known exams tend to be more reputable amongst employers and hiring managers. And if you can be in the right place at the right time where that certification is required, it will correlate to a higher salary. So let's talk about costs. These exams can cost anything from $50 to over $1,000. And this is solely to sit the exams. If we add training and study materials, these figures can easily double. However, I doubt most of my target audience, this means you, are swimming in disposable income. I know I wasn't when I decided to change field. Additionally, we'll be starting with entry to mid-level certifications, so we should be able to keep costs down by only paying exam fees. Which means the knowledge of any certifications I mention here can be attained by using the combination of YouTube and low-cost study platforms such as Udemy. Okay, so I'm sure we're all familiar with how different jobs require specific skills and knowledge, which in a lot of cases can be learned on the job. However, if we compare someone with some evidence that they can actually do the job to someone without it, we have a clear winner. Okay, here's my analogy. It's kind of like driving a forklift. Everyone says they can do it, but when someone shows up with a piece of paper saying forklift certified, it's a no-brainer who gets hired. Certifications are so beneficial that some university, IT, and networking degrees actually integrate well-known exams into their syllabus, all to prepare students for the world of work once they graduate. I believe this is one of the reasons that IT infrastructure is so accessible. It's because you don't necessarily need a higher education degree. I've been interviewing clients for a few years now, and in a lot of cases, up-to-date professional certifications tend to outclass a university degree. This is because a lot of generic IT degrees tend to be quite broad and all-encompassing, whereas certifications tend to focus on a specific technology or product. Before I was introduced to the world of certification, I was seriously considering going back to university to study an IT degree. But not only did I not have 3 years that I could be out of work, I couldn't afford the tuition fees, and during my time as a recruitment consultant, I often saw graduates rejected in favour of certified folk. If you look very carefully, when job hunting online, you'll see posts asking for an applicant with certain skills or for a particular certification. This is because during the study for the certification, you'll learn those required skills, and then during the exam, you'll be tested on that knowledge. So that makes you the perfect candidate. So, with that foresight, you can select a position that you are interested in, understand the necessary skills required, and then go and acquire the certifications necessary to validate those skills. It's a no-brainer. In my case, over 10 years ago, I looked for a job posting for a network engineer, and I made a note of the skills and certifications and sought out to achieve them. I once asked the hiring manager of my first IT position in Tokyo why he chose me over the other candidates. And the main reasons he gave were, although I didn't have as much experience as the other candidates because I came in with zero, I had recent certifications and it showed that I was serious. So that's a bit of food for thought. So I hope from today's episode, you understand the value of certifications. In our next few episodes, I'll give you specifics on the certifications that I recommend and why. If you get a chance, open up a job searching website and have a look for some job postings. See if you can spot the IT certifications. They tend to be acronyms or exam names, such as CCNA, GCP, Security Plus, and so on. We've come to the end. So, how did I do? What was great and what wasn't so fantastic? For feedback, questions, and topics, give me a follow and send me an Instagram DM to @notyoursenseipodcast. And that's it for today. Have a great one. Speak to you later.